This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, November 8th. God's word to you today is verbalize gratitude. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 25, verse 11, and it says, "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pictures of silver." If you decide to give two of your friends a gift for no reason, a gift neither worked for nor deserved, one of them is deeply appreciative of the gift and thanks you every day nonstop for 1 week. The second one takes the gift from you and says, "Is that all you've got?" What do you think will happen to your relationship with both friends? Your relationship with the one that was grateful will be built up, but the relationship with the ungrateful one will get very distant, not because you choose to, but it just happens. Nothing builds friendship like gratitude. Try it at work. Be grateful to your colleagues that helped you out a little or a lot on a project. Show gratitude to your boss because he at least pays your salary every month, even though you worked for it. There are many people that are working for their salary and not getting paid. Be grateful to your spouse. Marriage counseling can be very complex, but if we were to summarize everything in marriage counseling into two words, it would be love and respect. The woman is asking to be loved, and the man is asking for respect. And there is just one thing that fosters love and respect effortlessly, and it is called gratitude. I usually like to end marriage counseling sessions by asking the couple to say a few things they are grateful to God for about their spouse. Most times, they are so focused on fighting that they actually stutter when it comes to gratitude. Some actually say, "Can we do this some other time?" But I typically would insist, and then they at most say two things, but not more than three things, and it is really a struggle. But it is always a powerful moment when they get themselves to where they really, truly are grateful for their spouse. I want to challenge you with this assignment. Every single day of this month of November, beginning from today, tell one person in your life how grateful you are for him or her. You can do this via email, a text, a call, or actually visit them and tell them. Be specific about the things you are grateful for. Hopefully, your spouse should get one or two of such from you. Then watch how your life will take a turn. Your whole life will actually change. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I thank you for every relationship you have orchestrated in my life and the fruits thereof. May my relationships continue to glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.